Om Shanti. 6th December 2018, Thursday. The blessing from Sakar Murli. May you be in a state of happiness and have the fortune of happiness by constantly eating and giving others the nourishment of happiness. Your children have true imperishable wealth, and so you are the wealthiest of all. Even if you eat only dry chapatis, those dry chapatis are filled with the nourishment of happiness. Nothing more is needed. You are the ones who eat the best nourishment, the chapatis of happiness. And so you are constantly in a state of happiness. Therefore, constantly stay in this state of happiness so that others who see you also become happy. And only then you will be said to be souls who have the fortune of happiness. So we are the richest souls in the world, the wealthiest souls in the world, the richest, the highest, and the holiest. This is how Baba has described us. So, being the richest, what are we doing? Even though we eat dry chapatis, these contain nourishment of happiness. And these are the chapatis of happiness. And we are in a state of happiness, khushal. And seeing others become happy. And we are khush naseeb, fortune of happiness. So, this is how Baba has described our wealth. How much wealthy we are? That we eat dry chapatis without any ghee, butter, cheese. So we are eating dry chapatis, but these dry chapatis are nourishment of happiness, khushi ki khurak. This is our khurak. This gives us nourishment of happiness. Then these are the chapatis of happiness. These are the chapatis of happiness. In English there are different words, but in Hindi they all are rhymings. Here it is khurak, here it is khushi, here it is khushhal, here it is others becoming happy, khush, and it is khush naseeb, fortune. So all the words in English are different, but in Hindi they are all rhyming words, but with different meanings. So even though we are eating dry chapatis, they are not dry chapatis. They are giving us the best of the nourishment, the highest nutrition, the nourishment of happiness. And the happiness is the greatest nutrition in the world. Okay, chapati. Then this is the chapati of happiness. This is the chapati of happiness. It is possible that person may be rich in the physical term, but he might be eating the chapati of sorrow. So we are those who eat the chapatis of happiness, and the world is eating the chapati of sorrow and suffering. and misery and pain. And then we remain in the state of happiness, khushhal. We remain in the state of happiness because of eating such powerful diet. And then seeing others, seeing us, others also become happy. Because happiness, the virus of happiness infects others very fast. It is very contagious. And then when such a thing happens, we enjoy the fortune of happiness. That is, we become khush naseeb. So these are the five things about the dry chapatis. It means happiness has not to do with external things. Happiness is a very, very intrinsic thing. Happiness, our happiness is intrinsic. And since the source of happiness is internal, nothing external can make us happy. Nothing external can disturb our happiness. We do not derive happiness from anything from outside. And that is why nothing from outside can even snatch away our happiness. Because our happiness is very, very internal, intrinsic thing. So anything external, persons, objects, things, facilities, or any paraphernalia of science, or any relationship, or any object, or any attraction, or any distraction of the world cannot touch our happiness. Because our happiness is independent. Because our happiness doesn't have parasitic existence. Because our happiness is self-luminous. It is spontaneous. It is on its own. It doesn't take the clutches of others' shoulders. Like in essay. Okay, so it's an automatic. It operates on its own, swayambhu. So this is what our happiness is, and that is why, even if externally somebody is poor, somebody doesn't have enough money, somebody is facing privation on the surface, but still that poverty itself will become the source of happiness. So that's why Baba has compared this with this chapatis of happiness. So even if you are eating dry chapatis without application of any of those dairy products, still that chapati provides you nourishment of happiness. Because the happiness itself per se is not in the chapati, but happiness is the state of the mind. And if a mind which is happy is eating anything, that act itself is an act of happiness. These are the chapatis of happiness, and the world is eating chapatis of sorrow and suffering because their minds are unhappy, because their minds are filled with lack of things. Their minds have not achieved things. There is a dearth of deeper satisfaction, and that is why the internal stage is of unhappiness, of sorrow. And that's why that internal unhappiness is reflected on the surface or is projected everywhere in life. We are in the stage of happiness, all the time in the stage of happiness, the state of happiness and the stage of happiness. And our graph of happiness is rising every day. The graph of happiness is rising every day. And if the graph of happiness is not rising, probably something is going wrong in life. Every day our happiness should increase. Exponential rise of happiness. Every day our graph should go up and up and up and up and up like this. What happiness we had yesterday, our happiness should be more today. Why? Because it is ascending stage. Again, why? What happiness I enjoyed yesterday, today I have more happiness. Why? My happiness is increasing, multiplying each day, every day. Why? Or it should multiply. Why? That is the only treasure which increases. Because I am distributing happiness. Because this happiness increases by distribution. In the recent Avyakta Murli of 2nd February 2007, Baba said, even before you distribute, it increases. It increases by distribution, definitely. This is the greatest treasure, this is the greatest nourishment. But even when, before you distribute, even the thought of distribution increases your happiness. So, you are distributing happiness, the donation of happiness multiplies, even the thought of donation of happiness multiplies your happiness. So, what happiness I had yesterday, today it is more. And what else? How my happiness should increase every day? By creating happy thoughts. You know, there is one institution, spiritual institution, that is known as Happy Thoughts. That's the name of one institution, Happy Thoughts. So they gather together and they generate happy thoughts. So, my happiness should increase because I got yet another day. My happiness should increase because I got yet another chance, another inning to play my match, another turn, another opportunity to distribute happiness, to become more happy. So I am getting every day new chances, new offers of becoming more and more happy. That is my happiness should increase. Today I have an ample of opportunities to increase my happiness. Today I can think what happiness yesterday I had. Let me increase the quality and quantity of that happiness. So this is a new day for me to become all the more happy. So new opportunity, new joys, new beginnings, new innings, new start, new inception, new kicking off, the new dimensions of life, new decisions of life, new morning, new Murli, and new enthusiasm and new zeal, new zest and new blessings and new classes and new relationships and new behavior and new thoughts and new dreams and new bhavanas and new awareness and everything new and new imaginations. So I am beset with newness. I am encompassing. I am surrounded by encompassing newness of life. That's why my stage of happiness, my state of happiness should increase every day. What happiness I had yesterday, today I will multiply it. Whatever blunders I committed yesterday, today I will not. So that my happiness should not get deduced. Yesterday that got minused. But today I will not allow anyone to come and snatch away my happiness. No Tom, Dick and Harry can come and hijack the treasures of the happiness that I carry in my plane. So, stage of happiness. And then, seeing me, others also become happy. Why? Vibrations. Why? My happiness, seeing me happy, others also start becoming happy. Okay, whatever. But they will become happy. Because this is a world of sorrow. This is a world of great sorrow. This is a world of sorrow. This is a world of suffering. This is a world of diseases. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, if somebody falls ill, he always thinks that I want to get well. He never thinks that I would remain ill all the time. So they make efforts to become well. Baba says, I have come to get, to make you rid of all illnesses and all the sorrows. For this purpose I have come in this world. Well, this is the world of illness. This is a world of diseases. This is a world of fractures. This is a world of dislocations. This is a world of aches and headaches. This is that world. And I have come in this world to help you get rid of all your mental and physical distortions. So, seeing me, others become happy. Why? Seeing me, others become khushal. Why? And happiness is contagious. Then, highly infective in nature. Then, why? Seeing me, others are becoming happy. It's a very high, very positive, tremendous energy. Happiness doesn't stay at one place. Happiness has a nature of flowing out. Happiness goes out. Happiness travels out. Only thing is that it should fill you to the brim. And then it should overflow. So, it is going to others because it is overflowing in me. That is why it is going into others. It is so overwhelming that it is not getting contained in this small vessel of my heart. The happiness is so high that it is overflowing. The lake of happiness is overflowing. And that's why the surrounding area is inundated, overflooded with this happiness. So there is a spate of happiness, flood of happiness. The volcano of happiness is within, the lava is moving out. And whosoever will come will get burned their sorrows and their sufferings and their miseries and their pains and their pangs. So, and their impurity. And their impurity. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said regarding sannyasis, it's only because of their impurity. But for their impurity, the Bharat would have got burnt away. It's only because of their purity. Baba also sings the glory of those sannyasis. Don't think that I always criticize sannyasis. Baba also sings the glory of those sannyasis, but for those sannyasis, the Bharat would have got burnt away. So, happiness is highly infective in nature. Even if they might try to prevent themselves with personal protective devices, equipment, no matter whatever masks, N95 and anything they wear, they cannot prevent this infection. No matter whatever, how much hand washing they do, they cannot stop this. This is highly infective in nature. The moment you come in contact, you are gone. You cannot prevent yourself. The happiness is so much contagious. So, state of happiness. And seeing me, others are also getting happy. And when this happens, then the gates of my fortune open. The fortune of happiness. I become khush naseeb. So, it is all about dry chapatis. The story is starting from dry chapatis. So dry chapatis is the khurak, is the nourishment of happiness. Then dry chapatis is the chapatis of khush, khush chapatis, khushi. And this is the state of happiness, khushhal. And then seeing others are getting happy. And then when you others become happy, automatically you earn fortune of happiness. You become khush naseeb. We'll have the tendency to donate. Even if you don't want, no infective person wants to donate. but he donates on its own. He distributes illness, we will distribute happiness. Because the virus of happiness, if it infects anyone, it has to spread. It's a very dangerous virus. No medicines, highly incurable. So these are the 5 points regarding dry chapatis. So we were saying, happiness has nothing to do with anything happening outside. Happiness doesn't depend on any person. Happiness doesn't depend on any relationship. Happiness doesn't depend on any external support or clutches. Happiness doesn't depend on even seva. Don't think that I get happy with seva. That is showing your dependence on seva. Even our happiness should not depend on seva, on service. Yoga is a different thing. Yoga is a means to become happy. Seva also is a means to become happy. But don't get so much dependent on service that when that service, particular service is snatched away, your happiness is also gone. Our happiness doesn't depend on any service. Yes, we are doing service because we are happy. It is not otherwise. We are unhappy. We are doing service to become happy. It's not like that. We are so filled with bubbling happiness within that the expression of happiness is service. The reflection of happiness is service. The echo of that happiness is service. It is not the other way around. Other way around can be made a purushartha. If you are unhappy, then try to do some seva to become happy. But that's another way. That is another track. Yeah, so whatever, whether sevas, but our happiness is very much independent. It should not, people say we did this service and we became very happy. Even this statement is not very good. On the surface it looks okay, but does that mean that because of that service you got happy? Baba says it is instant fruit and pratyaksha phal. Instant, but that's fine. But still, our happiness is very, very independent, very unique, and it doesn't depend on any service. Even if all services are snatched away, we still remain happy. Even if all services are given, we remain happy. No matter what quality of service it is, we are happy. It's not that somebody is doing this service and somebody is doing that service. So this is a smaller service and that is a greater service. No service is smaller and no service is greater. Our happiness is absolutely independent of the nature of happiness or service. And this is very subtle, very, very gupt, very, very secret happiness we have, which we nurture within ourselves. So, nothing outside should influence us. Because nothing outside my happiness depends. It is very, very internal thing. For example, a man used to love a house, his house very much. It was a beautiful house and many people came to purchase it, but he always refused point blank. He never wanted to part with that house. He loved it so much. And one day, he comes home and finds that the house is on fire. And he starts crying, and he starts shouting, and he is distressed, and he is so unhappy, and thousands of people have collected to console him. But he is unconsolable. His sorrow is beyond any control, spiraling out of control. He is crying and crying and crying because his house is on fire. The house which he loved so much is on fire. And then his son comes. And he says, "Why are you crying?" He says, "Don't you see? Our house is on fire." The son says, "Don't worry. Yesterday only I sold it to somebody. Yesterday only I sold this house to somebody. And then he wipes off his tears. And he is seeing the house. The house is still burning. But now he is no more crying. The house is still burning, but he is not crying. Then the second son comes. And he says, Father, see our house is burning. The father says, but you don't know. Yesterday only your younger brother sold it off. The brother says, second brother says, we sold it off, but it is only an agreement. We have not received the money. And I don't think that the man will purchase it now after he realizes that it is burning. Who will take such? He is not a foolish man to take this house. He says, what? And he starts crying. Now the house is burning and he is crying. The first condition was house was burning and he was crying. And the second stage was house was burning but he was not crying. But now house is burning and he is crying. Then the third son comes. He says, Father, why are you crying? He says, don't you know? Our house is burning and the person who had purchased it, but it was only agreement. The third son says, don't worry, Father. He is a man of words. He will purchase it no matter it burns or it doesn't burn. And then again he is wiping his tears. Now the house is still burning. But the man is not crying. Human mind is so complicated. Human mind is so intricate. He used to love that house. But now it is not the question of love for the house. It is the question of profit and loss. It is the question of my house. So, happiness, this is not happiness. Happiness is a very intrinsic thing. So we eat dry chapatis and yet we are happy. People eat chapatis with ghee, butter and cheese and yet they are unhappy. Because happiness is not in the outside things. Om Shanti.